Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about unmasking our kids. And if you are a parent and your school is doing the whole mask thing, now Pioneer, they're not doing it. Pioneer, their superintendent has stones the size of cathedral bells, okay? And he said, oh, no, you don't. And they ain't doing masks there. And God bless them. And we are, at least that's what I heard last time I checked. But anyway, you parents out there who are frustrated to the gills, if you have gills. If you have gills, you need to see a doctor. But you, unless you're one of our fish listeners, which I think we're very big in the aquatic community, actually. SpongeBob, I'm pretty sure, is a big fan. Squidward, absolutely. But anyway, if you're a parent and you're sick and tired of this charade, this effing charade about masks and your kids, and you want the nonsense and the madness to stop, you've got to speak up. And look, I'm an idiot with a microphone, but every now and again, I have a chance to do things that I think might actually be important. And this is one of them, assisting you parents in fighting the power. And I am afraid that what many of you keep emailing me is correct. They're going to keep your kids trapped in these masks. And what they're going to do is, come fall, they're going to say, either your child gets the vaccination or they will continue to wear the mask. I think it's going to be one of those situations, because this is New York State, and New York State sucks. We are like the backwaters of the worst kind of communist progressivism that can possibly exist, other than California, possibly Vermont, but Vermont's got prettier mountains. 803-09, and also brought us Bernie Sanders, so forget Vermont. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So if you're doing a rally, let us know where and when. If you are part of an unmask group and you'd like me to post your group on the Facebook page, I will do so, like I did for the lady Val from Niagara County. We're talking with Taryn Booker from Unmask NY Kids. Taryn, the rallies, do you want to run down like the time and the place and the date of the rallies you have coming up? Because you've got some pretty big school districts where I happen to have quite a few listeners.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, today we have one going on currently in Depew. It's running from 2:45 to 4:45. So if you have a chance to get out there, head on over to Cayuga Heights Elementary, and we have a rally going on, like I said, currently right now. That would be great. Let's see. Then also this evening, we have one in Lancaster, and that begins at 4 o'clock. It will be running until 6 p.m., and you can go over to 177 Central Ave and meet there with everybody as we are rallying to unmask our kids.
And how about the next week? Just you know what? Run down the whole list, because, like I say, we have a lot of people listening in those areas who would like to know where and when.
Sure, absolutely. I just wanted to touch base on one more that we do have this evening, just so that if anybody was available, that they could get out there. We have one at Orchard Park this evening at 6 o'clock. So you want to meet right outside of the Orchard Park Middle School. Okay, so let me pull up the page then for all of the events. Sorry.
No, it's all good. This is good information. People need to know how they can fight the man.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so then we talked with Val. She has her rally up in Niagara County on Monday, June 14th, and that's going to be taking place on Niagara Falls Boulevard. We do have, that's at 4 o'clock, and that is on Monday the 14th. And then we have a Holland Central School District rally on June 14th at 5:30. This is going to be held at the high school because there is going to be a Board of Education meeting following the rally. So anybody that would like to get in and speak to the Board of Education should come out to Holland for that one. We also have a Maryvale rally on Monday the 14th at 5:30. We have an Unmask Our Children rally for 6 p.m. as well on the 14th, and that's for Clarence.
And then you've got some others later on in the week.
We do, yes. Let's see. Then we also have our celebration rally for Pioneer. Pioneer Central School District is asking everybody to come out on Tuesday, June 15th at 5 p.m. to help celebrate and show support for their superintendent and the decision that he has made to go against the mandates. Then on the 15th as well, we have a Springville rally at 6 p.m. at Springville Central Schools. Eden Central School District on Wednesday the 16th at 5 p.m. And then rounding out next week, at this point, we have something in Akron. So this should be interesting considering the post that you spoke about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
On the 17th at 5 p.m.
And the post to which I referred at the beginning of the show actually was forwarded to me by a long-term friend of mine who said, look at this. And I can't use the word, it's somewhat excremental, but basically my understanding is some parents from Unmask Our Children, WNY, spoke with the Akron education people. And one of the Akron education people, upon that conversation, posted, so I was at a show tonight. It turned out to be an interactive show. A lot of the characters weren't even from our community. I have to say, I did not like the show very much. The show ended and the characters packed up and moved on to the next town. And here's the checklist. You guys are going to like this. Hatred, supremacy, manipulation, ignorance invaded our little town tonight. I go to bed tonight very sad, said one of the education establishment purportedly in Akron. So basically, if you're a parent in Akron who wants Akron to unmask your children, people you pay with your tax dollars are accusing you, purportedly, of hatred, supremacy, manipulation, and ignorance. It's good that, you know, these schools are aware of who pays their salaries, huh?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, that is just, it's just totally ridiculous. Okay, so you've given us the dates and the times and places of the rallies for today through next week. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Taryn Booker, not to be confused with my buddy Booker, and not to be confused with Tarya Parsonen from WNY Students First. And one of the things that I must tell you, I'm very, very gratified by something. First of all, I am really delighted. Like, I and you can ask Taryn, I am, like, totally on board with you people, and I am totally honored that you guys are calling the show, that you guys are emailing me, and that I'm able to put some of you on the air to talk about your various efforts to unmask our children. I think this is a vitally important issue, and I think this is, look, talk radio can't change the world. Anybody who comes into this thinking they're going to change the world, you're going to be sadly mistaken. At best, there are times when you can make a little difference locally. I think we did that with the Skyway. You guys did it. I was just the conduit. And I think we can make a difference this way. And again, whether you're Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. I don't think any of you guys want to see your kids in school with masks. If you follow the science, there's no reason for it. And I just had a parent post on Facebook, Taryn. My child emailed me today telling me he felt like he was going to pass out. Classrooms easily get up to 90 degrees and above. But if he goes to the nurse's office, He requires a negative COVID test to return to school. This needs to end. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about situations like that. Unfortunately, I had a similar situation with my son earlier in the school year. But common sense just needs to kind of be put forth at this point. We should be able to understand with how high the temperatures are that if a child is feeling unwell, more than likely it is because they are overheated from having the mask covering their mouth and nose.
This is absurd. We have hit an absurd point in our society. You know, this whole, and again, I can't stress this enough. The whole mantra has been, follow the science, follow. Well, we know what the science says about kids, young people, and COVID. The masks are absolutely unnecessary. And any adult who works in a school has had ample opportunity to get the vaccine. We're throwing vaccines away because people don't want them. They're available. We're having to bribe people. Get vaccinated. Get a drink. Get orange juice and vodka. I mean, if they really want to do us a favor, give us some cocaine. I mean, you know, put the evidence locker to good use. But that's another story. I didn't really mean that seriously. I'm just having fun. I've been watching Scarface with Al Pacino a lot, like way too much. It's like there's so much more to that movie than you think. All right, it is 20 minutes after. That'll be next, you know. It would just mark my words. 20 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to the calls, if we may. We have concerned parents. That's with Pasquale Maggiore, concerned parents. And I'm going to keep Taryn on with us for a while longer because she's one of these people that I love. And I'll tell you why I love her. Because we've never met. I don't know her personally, but we have mutual friends. I know that. But this is a woman who never expected in her wildest dreams to be an activist on a talk radio show saying unmask NY kids. And yet here she is as an activist on a talk show saying unmask NY kids because she sees the stupidity and the folly and the arrogance of the educational bureaucracy and the state of New York's idiocy with this whole situation. And let us go next to our next caller, Jamie in Hamburg. Jamie, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks.
You have a question or comment for Taryn Booker?
Yeah, I'm in the group that Taryn and Linda are in. And I just couldn't thank them enough for starting this group. I kind of just felt like a lone person in Hamburg for the longest time. Wanting to do something. I'm kind of different from everybody else just because I lost a parent early on to COVID for the nursing home debacle with Cuomo. So I'm already in the Cuomo rage as it is right now. So then when it came to my kids, yeah, I have one kid in high school right now. And he does have the mask knee on his face that just gets worse and worse because he already has teenage acne. And he's been sent home a bunch of times already from the heat exhaustion, not feeling well, dizziness and headaches from having the mask on all the time. So it was great for this group to start and finally have something to get everyone out there and fight for to let Cuomo know we're not going to take this sitting lightly anymore.
But again, allow me to express my frustration that the only thing that seems to get the attention of the people in power is a lawsuit. And that infuriates me because to me, we're talking about basic human rights, basic human dignity. And to have to take it to court every single time strikes me as being absurd.
Right. And us as adults, you know, we've been allowed to go out to restaurants and go shopping and do whatever we want, whether it's with a mask on part time or if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. But why are we making our kids suffer when since day one of this pandemic, it's been shown that they are very less, if not at all, affected by this? I just feel like it is a human rights issue and it's child punishment and abuse.
It is, look, if you look up, I'm not a lawyer, but if you look up New York penal law, child endangerment, this activity is causing physical and mental harm to children. If I did it, I would be arrested and it would be a Class A misdemeanor.
Right. I think that's the next set of data that Cuomo will hide from the rest of New York is the effects that it's had on our youth this entire time.
Well, we had the social worker calling in saying, look, we're going to have a wave of mental illness like you haven't seen before. I agree. I also think we're going to have a wave of obsessive compulsive behavior. And I'll go one step further. I think we're going to have a wave of hitherto minor infections that the body was able to fight off suddenly turn a lot more iffy and maybe even mortal because we aren't exercising our immune systems.
Right. Had an article come out today that they're regretting locking up children and everybody because it suppressed our immune system and their immune system for the entire year. It's what we were naturally meant to do, that is the science, and we're ignoring the science.
Well, again, you know, there is the hygiene theory of disease. I'm a big believer in it. Some of my doctors are big believers in it as well. I mean, nobody wants to see anybody swimming in raw sewage, but, there are worse ways to build up your immune system, I guess, especially in a hot day. I'm glad you called, Jamie. I thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just really, I'm glad that the group started. I'm glad there's so many people that participate in all the rallies. I really hope that we beat this. I can't picture any of our kids going back to school mandating a vaccine and a mask, especially a vaccine that's brand new, it's experimental, and it's not approved. I just don't think.
But the scary thing is, I think the people are right who are saying they're using the masks as the hammer. And what they're going to say in the fall is your five-year-old has to be vaccinated or they can't be for in-person learning without a mask. I think that's what this is all about. There's a longer game at play here.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you there.
All right, my dear. Thank you very much. Taryn, you're going to continue hanging out as my backup person?
Sure. I'm willing to stay on as long as you'll have me.
All right, great, because I ordinarily do not keep guests any more than an hour. In this case, I'm making an exception because I happen to think this is a very critically important issue to many, many parents. Yeah, you know what? My kids are older now. They're all grown up, but I've got a lot of friends who have kids who are going through this nonsense on a daily basis. And I hear these stories and I'm infuriated. And if I can be of any service in publicizing these Unmask Our Children rallies, Unmask Our Children Facebook pages, you know what? Consider me at your disposal. This is one of those times where, like, I really feel honored that you guys trust me to talk to me about this stuff and to give me links to your group so I can put them up on the Facebook page. Like I said, talk radio, it's never going to change the world. But issues like this, I think it can make a difference in terms of galvanizing public support. I regard this as a serious affront to common sense, a serious outrage against science, and frankly, a human rights violation. We should not have 12-year-olds passing out in school or texting you from school saying they're having a panic attack because they can't breathe. That's just cruel and unusual. And unnecessary, most importantly. Yeah. So these guys are playing in Buffalo tomorrow night, Sugar Hill Gang. And I have no choice. I must go. I have been told that I have no choice. So yeah, I'll be there. I'll be as awkward as some people I know at a country music concert. All right, it is all right. 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Anyway, the things we do. 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm sorry. There's so many things I want to say, but it's like, laugh value versus damage to my life. I think I'm going to go with minimizing damage to my life. Okay. The WBEN summer stimulus word this hour is sport, S-P-O-R-T. And what we're doing today is really kind of like one of these shows that just kind of organically happened. Taryn Booker is a founder of the Unmask NY Kids Facebook group. There are other groups out there, like Unmask Niagara County Kids. And I put the links up to that on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. When you join these groups, you can get information on the protests that are happening at the various school districts throughout Western New York, including a bunch today and on Monday and going into next week. The goal is for you parents to show the educational bureaucrats that there is strength in numbers and that you're done with this. You're done with your second grader texting you saying, "Mommy, I can't breathe," with your teenager coming home saying, "Mom, it's bad enough I have acne. Look what this mask has done to the situation around my mouth." I mean, I'm sorry, but acne still is an issue with teenagers. The medications are much better now than they used to be, but it's still not a pleasant experience for teenagers. So it's terrible. I think this whole masking thing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, when you follow the science, children and young people are not in a COVID emergency. They're not. I mean, and the most vulnerable group that was in a COVID emergency, they've been vaccinated if they wanted to be. And any school teacher or anybody who works in a school building, if they've wanted the vaccine, they've had access to the vaccine. Makes no sense to mask our kids. But I fear a diabolical plot, which will involve either you have your kid vaccinated by the fall, even if they're 4, 5, 6 years old, or either no school or they must wear a mask in school. It's ridiculous in New York State. And yet the voters of this state continue to do the same things over and over again. And I hate to say this, but when Andrew Cuomo resigns, I think he's going to, and Kathy Hochul takes over, she'll be basically a placeholder doing whatever the party bosses tell her to do. And then your next governor, Letitia James, the attorney general, is going to make Andrew Cuomo seem like a Reagan conservative. Mark my words. And then it is time to leave. For all of us. I'm done. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Taryn Booker is with us. Hey, Taryn, just out of curiosity, and she founded the Unmask NY Kids Facebook group. Have you heard from parents in other states or maybe your friends saying, "Taryn, is this some kind of a joke, what you're going through in New York State? Is this for real?"
Oh, absolutely. We have family that live outside the state and they have young kids, and the mandates that are put on our kids in New York State are nothing like what they have to experience with their kids. They're worse. They're so much worse here.
Let's get back to some calls on WBEN. Taryn Booker founded Unmask NY Kids on Facebook. Oh, beautiful Geneseo is checking in, one of the more coveted spots in the State of New York University system at which to be a student. It's Tricia. Hello, Tricia.
Hi, Tom.
Howdy, Tricia.
Thanks so much for having us. These groups are fantastic. I really appreciate seeing all these parents come together. And everyone wants the same thing, just really the best for our kids. Clearly, that has been somehow subdivisioned into all these incapable hands. So I think with the risk of blanket statement, I feel when I'm in these groups that a lot of parents are in the same boat, and we are not necessarily being heard. So do you think that's true, Karen, or am I going out on a limb here?
Well, obviously, with inside the group, you know, everybody is like-minded, so it's almost kind of like we're in a tunnel, so to speak. Everybody has the same sort of opinion. getting out into the community and with these events, it does bring an opportunity for others that are either walking on the sidewalk or driving by to stop and kind of talk to us and chat and see what our views are. And maybe we can help somebody change their mind, even if it doesn't, you know, make them, you know, conform to, you know, different beliefs or anything like that. Not that we're trying to do that, but just get them to kind of understand that we're just looking for choice. We're not out to hurt anybody. We're not trying to tell anybody what to do. We just want everybody to have their own opinion and choice.
Yes, I think that's a great point. So I believe I am seeing the disconnect at our state level. I have just gotten involved with just about as everywhere as I can, local and moving on up through. And, you know, the board wants to kick the can to the Department of Education. The Department of Education says that it's Cuomo. Cuomo says, you know, and just pick and insert whomever else might be able to take the fall.
Well, and the Department of Health, one thing I should probably point out is in the lawsuit that Hogan Willig filed yesterday on behalf of Maria and her husband and her kids in Lancaster, the state education or health now, I don't have it right in front of me. State Health Department, I believe, said that if a mask is going to be injurious in any way to a child, the child does not have to wear the mask. It's right there. I mean, it actually says that in the lawsuit. And there is no proof required, no medical proof that is spelled out by the state where you as a parent have to say, well, here's a doctor's note. My child has asthma. The mask would be injurious. Just your personal attestation and affirmation should be sufficient.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And to your point, I think you said 16 other states have already lifted just based on the letter you're talking about. So, again, my point is that we just need to get a little bit of finish the conglomeration, I think, and tie in these legislators and just finally hold them accountable. And we do that by Article 13, Section 1. That's the public officer's oath of office. And anyone that I have come across trying to stress this, they seem to struggle or really not even know what their oath is. And, you know, as Tom's mentioned, it's to the people that are really paying your salaries. That woman in Auburn, was it? I'm sorry.
Akron.
She was the Akron, excuse me. You know, she's kind of on the same page that, hey, we're better than you, and it doesn't matter what you want for yourself.
Right, because you're a supremacist hater if you want your kid not to have to wear a mask in school. I mean, I've never heard such drivel. This is from somebody in education? Give me a break. No wonder my lady got out of education. Because she can't keep her mouth shut, believe me.
Which is good. We do need to be vocal. And it's fantastic that so many people are just self-labeling as an activist. I've been in this a little while, too. A CPS situation kind of really sparked my interest and springboarded me. And again, it's the same scenario that the legislators are just really interested in greasing their hands and kicking the can. So the other problem, and I'm not sure if it was your group, Taryn, or a couple other ones that I'm in, Assemblyman Phil Steck had the most arrogant and ridiculous response, or, you know, was one of his lackeys. And they're saying, oh, the Department of Education is a separate entity according to the New York State Constitution. And, of course, I naturally wrote her back and spoke to the secretary, and I believe having facts apparently makes you, again, some sort of a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not being condescending. I would just like the information. Where is he coming up with this? Because as far as I can read, Article 5, Section 2 specifically states there are only 20 total departments allowable in the New York State Constitution to function. Now, further review, it turns out there's over 200 of them between agencies and departments, and for some reason nobody seems to comprehend or can figure out where this fraud, waste, and abuse is. So that's been in a remonstrance. This is an old school term, trying to make it new again, because it does hold our legislatures responsible. It brings our grievances against the government to the forefront. And everything that you're doing that's fantastic and right out front and vocal, it puts on a piece of paper and in the record.
Well, Tricia, I'm really glad you called. I appreciate hearing from you. Is there anything else you want to put out there in your time on the air from Geneseo? Oh, nope, she's gone. All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much. And see, here's another thing, folks, because As we, you've heard lawyers on this show, and I'm going to paraphrase what the lawyers have said. Anything the state has done since the legislature abrogated its duties and its powers and gave them to the executive branch is constitutionally null and void because the lawmakers did not have the constitutional authority to give up their check and balance powers. Therefore, anything Cuomo says doesn't matter. It does not have the force of a law because it was not done according to Hoyle. It was not done according to the Constitution of New York State. And I hope that as we move forward with this, you small businesses are able to recoup any fines or any discipline you've had to face at the hands of what I agree with the lawyers are arbitrary and capricious statements, dictates, and mandates by Governor Cuomo and the various health authorities at the county and other levels in New York State. I think this whole thing has been a disgusting sham, to put it mildly. We are with Taryn Booker. She founded Unmask NY Kids. And if you want to talk to Taryn or tell us what your community is doing to unmask your children, or maybe you've got a horror story about your kid. I mean, they're home from school now, or they will be presently. Well, what are they going through in school wearing these masks? Because I want to tell you, I'm sitting here in an air-conditioned talk studio, all right? But if you told me to put a mask on doing this show, within about 20 minutes, you would notice a severe declension in the already mediocre quality of my performance. Because I'm telling you, I do not breathe right with those masks. I don't. I never have. And frankly, I never saw much use for them. Taryn Booker founded the Facebook group Unmask NY Kids. And let's go back to the calls. Next up, we have Linda in East Aurora. I think you guys know each other.
Yes, we do. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thanks for holding down the fort.
Oh, yes. Thanks for hopping on.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for letting us on.
Oh, are you kidding? My pleasure. My honor.
Yeah, this is huge because I can't even tell you our rallies that we've been trying to get promoted by different news outlets. I sent links to all of the media outlets that we could, Facebook messages, emails. I can't even tell you. And we had minimal coverage of just about everything that we've done. So the fact that you have our back and you're doing this is huge. We need our voices heard. And I think I've been listening. I've secretly been listening at work because I just saw my last patient. But I was a lot of the people saying, well, how do we, you know, how can we get more exposure? How can we fight harder? How can we get the districts to recognize the things that we're doing? And, you know, Taryn and I talk about this all the time and thinking, what can we do? And brainstorming on how we can get noticed. And this will help. I mean, yesterday in West Seneca was huge. And the fact that you're posting it on your page is huge. And just thank you for, you know, being a voice for us. Because I think as parents, that's really what we're wanting right now is somebody to say, listen, you know, I mean, they're getting fed up and we're trying to protect our kids. And, you know, it's hard when you feel like you're just having a door closed in your face when we continue to attend these BO e-meetings and, you know, we're kind of pushed away that way or our emails go unanswered from the superintendents. And it's just, it has been frustrating. So I can definitely understand why parents are, you know, just reaching out and what more can we do?
Well, let me just say this. And Linda, you can hold on through the news as well, along with Taryn. And I got to tell you, if you work in local media and you're not paying attention to these parents, you are doing a disservice to your employer and you're doing a disservice to the community you purport to serve. Because these are not professional activists, okay? These people have not been shipped in by George Soros. These are people who live in our community who are sick and tired of seeing their children abused with masks, which scientifically, there is no COVID crisis with the younger demographic. It just doesn't exist. And yet they're trying to punish our children. And don't take my word for it. I'm not a doctor. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, Dr. Jane Orient, its executive director, concurs with my analysis, and she is a doctor. And she's got a lot of doctors in her organization who are on the same page. So don't buy into the media narrative that you're simply a supremacist, hateful, scummy, Trump-voting person who just, you know, is just a horrible human being because you want your children to be kids again. So we're going to pick up with Linda and Taryn on the other side. And all of you parents with a story to tell about masks and how they're screwing up your kids, this is the opportunity for you to call in, all right? And I want to hear from as many people as possible. And, you know, I don't care if I have Taryn on the entire show. This is an important issue. And other media people, you really need to be taking note. Hey, why are all these parents calling WBEN? Hey, could it be that maybe we're missing out? You know, we're so busy covering Brian Higgins news conferences that we're forgetting that the people who watch us need our help and we're not helping them. So enter Tommy on his white horse. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.